Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm letting you know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. I'm going to hang out with you here for one more hour. But this is a four-hour show. The show gets started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. That's if you didn't know what a weeknight was, okay? A big shout-out to super producer Stu Kovacs. We got more to talk about. I started off the show talking about the quarterbacks, the greatness of Aaron Rodgers, that this man is still doing what he's doing. And it's crazy. A lot of folks, I think, especially in Wisconsin, quite a few people would call me up here on the show and say, yeah, I can't wait to get rid of the guy. So we started off the show talking about Aaron Rodgers. We spent some time talking about Josh Allen. We talked about Carson Wentz. Then we spent time talking about the Lakers and the Heat. I think it will be a closely contested series. I'm ultimately going to give the series to the Los Angeles Lakers because I believe they have the guy to get them over the edge on the LeBron James, the experience, the play. Not just the experience of the play, he has a reputation. The Lakers have already lobbied the officials. Okay? We talked about the Chiefs beating up on the Ravens. Showing who is still boss. Are the Ravens ready to beat them? Not tonight. Kansas City wins 34-20. Pat Mahomes gives you four touchdowns in the air. Punches another one in on the ground. Airs it out for 385 yards. Lamar Jackson, looking rather pedestrian, especially in the air, completes 15 of 28 passes for 97 yards. Gives you 83 yards rushing as they only score 20. I want to continue to take your phone calls. This hour, I want to talk about another team, the other team in Los Angeles. They don't have a head coach right now in Doc Rivers, the Clippers, no longer together. Let's continue with your phone calls. We have more to talk about before I roll out, as the phone lines are busy. And thank you to everybody who has hit me up on Twitter. You guys love a good argument. You guys love some controversy. You love a car crash. Okay? You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Dodger Blue Jackson. We had a caller who wanted to call up and, for whatever reason, just talk about the Houston Astros. And I said, they're losers. They got a 29-31 record. You know what that means to me? Losers. I don't care what playoffs you made when everybody goes. So I had to let him know, and then it was crazy. So thank you to Dodger Blue Jackson on Twitter. Thank you to Chad Pappas. Said, you better come correct or you get your ass whooped. No, I'm a kind guy. JR's for love and peace and soul. Don Cornelius. Some of you have no idea what I just said. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit Geico.com to learn more. Let me continue giving you love, peace, and soul. Let's talk to Brandon. He's calling up from Hawaii. Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, I'm calling from Washington, D.C., but I was out in Hawaii not too long ago, though. I got family live out there.
Oh, that's nice. That's why did you come back over here?
Oh, so, I mean, I asked myself a question.
Yeah, send your ass back, man. Go back to Hawaii. What's on your mind, Brandon?
Hey, well, I'm going to cut to it. So I'm a diehard Heat fan, and listening to a lot of Heat fans that are calling up and talking about in five or four sweep or something like that, they're delusional. I will personally say the Heat in seven. You know, now, at the same time, if the Lakers win it, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, you know, now as far as the guy earlier who called you earlier, Al, about when he's saying a lot of Heat fans are, you know, delusional, they don't know what they're talking about, they don't know nothing but basketball, he's right to some extent. Because I follow this Heat fan page on Facebook, and around the trade deadline, people were talking about getting rid of Bam and Hero to bring in Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul. And then last offseason, you had people talking about bringing in John Wall and Bradley Beal. I'm like, first off, what team would take on a person who tore their Achilles, let alone that contract? No one would do nothing like that. So,
sure.
In a way, he is right about that.
Well, Brandon,
we
got a lot of callers. I want to thank you, Brandon, but you make excellent points, and you have brought levity to the situation. And I appreciate you, and shout outs to you in Washington. Go back to Hawaii, man. Okay.
Oh, I got one more thing.
Quickly,
I gotta say
quickly, very quick.
Okay. So one thing I can say, Al is wrong about players who opted out. You got to think about the Indiana Pacers. You got to think about Toronto, who had, you know, Kawhi last year, who had didn't have him this year. They nearly beat the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of teams, you know, they still could have, acceded to the next round.
Sure.
He managed to do it.
All right. Well, thank you.
I mean, it's an even playing field.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate you for calling from Washington. Yes, no, that's why I look at the Clippers. And, you know, after the eliminator, you got Paul George just talking about the bubble. Yeah, this is the reality. And, yeah, you didn't have chemistry, but you guys had the most talent. Everybody's on the same scale. So just relax. And thank you for bringing some type of levity to the fan situation. And shout outs to everybody listening on 790 The Ticket in Miami. What's going on, Miami? Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Y'all ain't far from me here in Georgia. Now, having said that, this is the reality. Fans are passionate. When your team wins, you are happy. When your team wins, you are thrilled. You watch your team. You root for your team. You are emotionally invested in your team. But yes, you're so invested that sometimes you become blinded by what the hell you see. Okay, and ain't nobody knows it all. Nobody has all the answers. And I think the series will be close. Don't let your fandom, don't let it kind of just blind you from what the reality is. Justin's calling up from New Orleans. Justin, I'm great. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
I'm doing well as well. First-time caller. Thanks for having me. Earlier, y'all were talking about the Miami zone. A guy said he didn't know exactly what it was. It's a 3-2 that forms into a 1-2-2 depending on who they're playing. So that's why they've been running it, is because who they're playing. The Bucks, they ran a 1-2-2 because the Bucks can't really shoot. Heat, they ran more of a, Celtics, they ran more of a 3-2 because they all got shooters who want to play hero ball. You know, they had four dudes on the team who, all went ISO. Especially after they blew up in the locker room, you know. So, problem is, they're about to play LeBron, and LeBron's about to wreck it because his basketball IQ is off the chart. Zone defenses don't go past college for a reason. And someone has said Dwight Howard won't play because they're going to play small dudes, but who's going to guard Howard? I mean, Howard's going to play. anybody watched how he played in the Nuggets series, he's going to come out and play, and at minimum, just push Bam around.
Yeah, you're going to throw him at Bam. Trouble. Yep.
Comment on the Heat, though. They remind me of March Madness right now, a Cinderella team that
ouch.
Went in, they're going, but the Cinderella's only go so far in March Madness. They've never won it all. So,
well, Justin, Justin, when's the last time you actually watched a real Cinderella?
Long time.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that it worked out for her, I think. It's been a long time for me, too. But thank you, Justin, for calling up from New Orleans.
Yep, no problem. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's go to Manny next door in Houston. Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Hey, glad. Love listening to you. Thank you for putting that Houston Astro fan in his place. I'm a Dodger fan and a Laker fan. I'm from L.A. Like I said, just got to remind them that they cheated. That championship is tainted. They glow so much about it around here in Houston. They got to remind them they cheated and to beat everybody.
Yeah, if you cheat, you cheat. Like, why cheat is so defensive? Like, just in general, why so defensive? Just, like, suck it up. Who cares? Yeah. I don't give a damn. Like, who cares? Go ahead, Manny.
To the Miami fans, hey, you guys are playing good, but Lakers in six. We got experience. LeBron, Rondo. I think we'll take it in six. Don't knock on Miami. They're playing good. And like I said, but hey, Lakers in six, bud.
Okay. Thank you, Manny, for calling up from Houston, Texas. Larry's calling up from South Carolina. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, bud? Hey, listen, I appreciate how you put people in their place and how you speak the truth about sports. I think you're amazing. And I think the Lakers are going to take it, but I think it's going to go to a game seven.
Why?
I just don't think that the Lakers has played anybody this year that plays with the way that the Miami Heat's been playing their ball.
Okay. Wait. You said the Lakers in seven, right? That's what you said.
Yes.
I think it's going to go
to a game seven, but I think the Lakers are going to take it, though.
Okay. I could definitely see that happening. I think it'll be six or seven. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you. Todd. Todd is calling up from Cleveland, Ohio. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
JR, I was calling to talk about this mercy win the Chiefs put on the Ravens. The Chiefs could have ran the score up at will tonight, man. That was a game to show the Ravens and their fans just what they are, a first-round playoff team and out. And
damn, first round? You don't want to give them, you know, what wild card, division? What, where are we going here? What?
First-round playoff team and out just like they were last year and the year before. And I was probably hoping louder than anybody that listens or watches sports that they get theirs tonight, or rather early this or last night.
Oh, what did the Ravens do to you?
Well, it's not what they did to the Browns as much as what the Browns did to themselves by not exposing them early, and the Chiefs having to be the ones to expose them. So now they got a tied record with the Browns, but they're one up on the Browns in the division. Because the Browns lost one in the division to them, so I wanted people. I kept telling people, like, the Ravens, they keep calling them Super Bowl contenders, but their record says they're only one game in the playoffs and out. That's more what they are, a contender for. So the Chiefs showed them that, and now hopefully this has now happened. The rest of the division that has a chance to win the division could go on with the rest of the season and say we could get these dudes.
Okay.
And they can be gotten.
All right. Well, I
down
hear that.
The Browns and dog pound, JR. Don't sleep. They're going to get it this year.
Todd, I don't even know what the hell to say to you on that one. Don't sleep on the Browns. Thank you, Todd, for calling up from Cleveland. What the hell? Don't sleep on the dog pound. This man came over here and was making a little bit of sense with the Ravens. A little bit. And then he ended on the Browns. Browns haven't been to the playoffs since 2002. I'm going to sleep on the Browns until they do something. Why not? They're not giving me no reason to think otherwise. Come on. And in the case of the Ravens, do we want to call them Super Bowl contenders? Yeah, you can. Because you can look at the Ravens and say, all right, this is a team that is in competition to go to a title game. Yes, they are. You cannot take that away from the Ravens. What we've seen tonight doesn't change my mind about the Baltimore Ravens. All it does for me is stamp where the Ravens are. That's it. It simply stamps where the Ravens are. And that's a step below the Kansas City Chiefs. Why? Because there aren't teams running around who have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson might be MVP. Lamar Jackson might be super freak. He might be athletic, but he ain't Patrick Mahomes. There haven't been too many players to step on a field in the 100-year history of the NFL that have had the talent of that guy at quarterback. And you don't have to have seen 100 years of quarterbacks to know that's a damn fact. And the Ravens, they blew their shot. It doesn't matter at what point of the season this is. This is the type of game where you want to come out and you want to show we can rock with you at your level. We can put you on notice. You might be the defending champions, but we can knock that crown off. And they didn't do it. They did what I expected them to do, lose. I didn't think I'd see Pat Mahomes throwing it out there to offensive linemen for touchdowns. Credit to Bieniemy, who surprisingly doesn't have a job somewhere by now. Tyler's calling up from Kansas. Tyler, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. All right. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a question, a statement, it doesn't matter. I've been a Chiefs fan, 29 years old, for as long as I can remember. I've had to deal with the Elvis Grbach.
Yes.
With the, you know, the Tyler Thigpen years, all those years, and I had to sit in Arrowhead Stadium and watch the no punt game with Peyton Manning. And then the Ravens get just nominated as the best roster in football, which I get it. But, I mean, who would ever seen Tyreek Hill, who never played receivers in his entire life, at least I know of, in college he was running back at Oklahoma State and the state or team he had transferred to. Who would have thought that Tyreek Hill would be the one of the best go get receivers deep down the field? I mean, no one would ever thought that.
Yeah.
With Mahomes and they're everyone's biggest, when you're a critic of Mahomes, the biggest thing is, well, he has all these weapons. Alex Smith has.
Tyler?
Correct
me if I'm wrong here. I'm just trying to get to the point. Are you insinuating here to me that the Kansas City Chiefs are like being overlooked, or that they're underrated? Is that what you're trying to say here?
I mean, not really. I mean, I watch enough of national TV to understand that they keep saying the Ravens have the best roster in football, and from head to toe. I don't have any faith when Lamar Jackson keeps losing in a playoff, nor has he beat Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, yeah, I can. I got that. I would take all of that with a grain of salt, because at the same time, people can talk about assembled talent. If you were going to ask me what team do I think is the better team, I'm going to go with the team that just won the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with the team that has the best quarterback. So I wouldn't necessarily put too much stock in that at all. I'd leave that right where it is. Tyler, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Tyler, for calling up from Kansas. Yeah, just, I don't know. When you're winning, you got to look for something to kind of point out. But, no, it is. Ain't no problems there. I'll leave that alone. Kansas City Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champions. And I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl until they don't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Does anybody out there think the Ravens will ultimately beat the Chiefs? Does anybody out there think the Lamar Jackson is good enough? It's crazy to say that. But can Lamar Jackson just lead the Chiefs? He can, yeah. Anybody can win a game any given Sunday. That's what they say, right? Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But is Lamar Jackson, is he there yet? Didn't show tonight. Chiefs are still superior. 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A busy night in sports. Tampa Bay Lightning pick up a Stanley Cup victory. Their season is over. NHL is over. They got it done. The NBA, they're getting ready to call their season a wrap. The Lakers and Heat getting ready to battle it out. Kansas City Chiefs show that they are still the top dog. In Baltimore, they wasn't ready. 34-20, the Chiefs go over the Ravens. Okay, I want to continue taking your phone calls before I roll out of here. And also, I want to talk to you about Doc Rivers. I want to try to talk about it. We'll probably have plenty of time to discuss it tomorrow, as Doc Rivers is no longer head coach of the Clippers. Things progressed real quick there. The whole point of Kawhi Leonard going out to that squad and going to that team is to play under Doc. For all of this, he could have stayed his ass up in Canada. But maybe he wanted to go home. I love Toronto. I love Toronto. I love it. Beautiful city. Beautiful city. Hanging out on Yonge Street. I love it. I love it. But Kawhi, he's from California. That's where he's at. And let's see if he can get a ring. I doubt it. A lot to figure out there. But let's get back to these phone lines. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Mike is calling up from Baltimore. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Mike? Go on ahead, please.
Hey, JR. First, I want to say congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs. They played a hell of a game. They were definitely the better team on the field tonight. I do want to say that this is not new for Ravens fans. Seeing John Harbaugh abandon the run early in the game, it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you're averaging 10 yards per carry and then four out of your next 18 snaps are pass plays, one of them being a penalty. That's frustrating. It's just frustrating to watch because the Ravens are such a dominant run team that you would think if they would just play their game, then they would be able to continue to score. But it seems as though when they get into these games, when they get behind by 10 points or so, they start getting nervous and start continuously passing the ball. Not sure why, but that's been the story of the John Harbaugh era.
Sure. No, well, Mike, I'd venture to say, and I saw the game. I had it on in the background, obviously, as I was getting ready to go on air and being on air with you. So I didn't necessarily watch all that closely, but I did get a chance to see just about that first quarter and that first half. And the fact is, and this is just across the board in football, I wouldn't say it's an issue exclusive to the Ravens. We know they're built off of the run. It doesn't matter. You got Lamar, who's putting up running back numbers. You got Ingram. You drafted Dobbins. The team is built to run the football. But the fact is, when you got Pat Mahomes and you know they're going to score points and they're scoring points and they're coming out and they're doing it early, you got to keep up. And most teams, you're running the ball. You're running the clock. You're really becoming predictable. And unfortunately, when you are behind, what do you got to do to try to just get points quick? You air that sucker up. And it's obvious the Ravens, they ain't prepared to do that. I think that's where you might want to have a gripe. Oh, Mike is gone. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, come on. When your team is down, and this is what makes the Chiefs just amazing. They're going to put up points. You have to match them. And it's a matter of, can you? Can you put up points with the Chiefs? The answer is probably no. Do you have a quarterback who can air it out like him? The answer is probably no. Do you got a guy who can come back like him? Probably no. You're behind the eight ball. Frank is in Baltimore as well. Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you have to say, Frank?
How you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I really enjoy your show. You're very you're knowledgeable and you have very good knowledge. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. I live in Baltimore, and I've been hearing about Lamar Jackson until I'm blue in the face. And like I've said to him many times, when he gets behind, it's all fun and games when you're playing the Cleveland Browns and the has-beens of the league. But when you play a real team and you get down by 10 or more, you're 0-5. And once again, proven again, running style, a.k.a. Marty Schottenheimer ball back in the old days, doesn't win in today's NFL. And that's pretty much all I got to say. I really enjoy your show, and have a good night.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you for calling up from Baltimore. Yeah, look, Lamar will be fine. Lamar Jackson is likely to go out and be in the MVP conversation again, but he said as much last year at the conclusion. Like, I want to win a Super Bowl. You can win an MVP, but what good is it if you can't win the big one? He has to add more to his game. And he has. I mean, this is someone who we know right out of the gate. He's become a better, quote-unquote, quarterback than when he came into the league. And he needs to rely less on his athleticism and more on his brain. And let's see how that progresses. You know, can he get you 36 touchdowns in the pocket? Is he going to be able to utilize his speed, his athleticism, his God-given talents and gifts? Is he going to be able to utilize that but become more of a passer? Let's see. San Diego's on the line. Nevada. San Diego.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Taking your phone calls before Amy Lawrence comes through to take things over. The phone line, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me. I am on all social media at JR Sport Brief. We've gone through Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, little bit of, I think we got a Russell Wilson mention in here. Carson Wentz, LeBron, Jimmy Butler, the Heat, the Lakers, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. The cheaters, Houston. Yeah, the losers, the Clippers. We've touched on a lot, and I know, definitely, we're going to have more conversations tomorrow as it relates to Doc Rivers. We got some NFL coaches who won't be coaches for long. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow, but while I'm here right now, let's continue on the phone lines. Let's go to Louisville. Let's talk to Chaz. Chaz, you're on the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment, Chaz.
What's up, JR? So I have the unfortunate. I'm a big Kansas City fan in Louisville, but I watched Lamar. I'm a big Louisville fan, so I watched Lamar for 3 years. The thing the Ravens did, I mean, if you watch that first drive, they marched up the field running the football. They kind of went away from that when they got down, but they were never really out of the game. They just kind of went away from the run tonight. And Lamar threw some bad passes and there were some drops. I mean, Mark Andrews, one of the top five tight ends, dropped a touchdown.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown, supposed to be a number one receiver, dropped a pass on the first possession of the game. The thing about the Chiefs that the Ravens don't have is the Chiefs are just deep. I mean, they when your third, fourth wide receiver is Mark Mecole Hardman or Demetrius Robinson. You're just deeper. I mean, they just have more depth than right now than the Ravens have. And I, as a Chiefs fan tonight, I thought that the Ravens defense would be better than the Chiefs. I mean, if I watched the game last week against the Chargers, Joshua Kelly and Austin Eckler just marched up and down the field with a rookie quarterback. Today, that wasn't the case. The Chiefs put the pressure on them from the get-go, and you know, it was a different game. And it, for me, it's a hard game to watch because I love Lamar, but I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. So I think going forward, the Chiefs or the Ravens have to look at this as, you know, maybe there's a wide receiver out there on the free agent market.
Don't say his name. Don't say his name.
Maybe a cousin okay. That they could go after.
Nah, don't say that guy's name.
Worked out with Lamar.
Okay, don't say that guy's name, Chaz. Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Okay.
I didn't say his name, but there's a free agent out there that's the number one receiver. And
did he used to play for the Steelers?
I'm not gonna specify. I'm not gonna specify. But I'm just gonna say he worked out with Lamar over the summer, and I think that they're one player away on that offense from being a deeply talented team.
Okay.
I think they're missing one piece on that offensive line.
Okay, Chaz, I hear you. Thank you for calling up from Louisville. Look, that guy. I'm going to say his name one time, and that'll be it for tonight. Antonio Brown. He has to deal with his suspension. And would he be a good look for the Ravens? Would he open things up? Yes, and absolutely. Would he make things a little bit more even? I believe so. Because as of right now, the Ravens just are who they are. They're going to whoop a lot of teams' asses. They're going to go to the playoffs. And it's going to be their responsibility to then show that they can win it. And tonight was their chance, and they didn't do it. It's just facts. It's simple. Mo was calling up from San Diego. Mo, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment.
Man, I just got to take a few moments just to gloat a little bit about my Lakers. I know it's not over. They got work to do. Congratulations to the Heat. But we're in the finals again. We're back there. But I had to deal with all year long this back talk about the Clippers. And I heard it on all the outlets. The Clippers are deeper. The Clippers got wing defenders. The Clippers got more dogs. Okay. The coaching, okay? So here we are. The Clippers are at home. The Lakers are in the finals. And I didn't buy into that narrative because I just didn't see who the Clippers had outside of the obvious, you know, Kawhi and under Doc won a championship, but who had they had that had won anything? And who do they have when the lights were going to get bright that was going to make the right plays? And they had holes in their team. Besides the diversity, there's so many holes there, and I just didn't see it. And then this thing about, man, when it comes to the coaching, Doc Rivers is a man, he's going to out-coach, and he's going to coach circles around Frank Vogel. Why? Because Doc won a championship. Let me tell you something. The Celtics won a championship with Doc Rivers. You got to win 14 games to win a championship. It took them 28 games to do so. They got three Hall of Famers, and that don't even count Rondo in his prime. Like, come on. I don't want anybody to ever lose a job, but Doc made a lot of money, so I don't feel too bad for him.
Well, damn. Whoa, Mo, can I stop you for a second?
Yes, sir.
Mo, the first thing you came on and said you're a Lakers fan.
Right.
And then you took so much time. Why are you even thinking about the Clippers? Like, they suck. They lost. They disappointed again. Just be happy with the Lakers. Why you got to rag on the team that sucked enough and is getting enough of a beating?
Because I had to take the beating throughout the rest of the year
who gave it to you?
Come on now, you know the outlets when they talked about the differences, and they just kept saying that the Clippers got more talent, and they just, and it's okay. Listen, this is what we do in LA. We win championships, so we're going to be there anyway. We missed the playoffs six years in a row.
This is the thing, Mo.
And we're back. This
is the thing. The Clippers overall as a team, they did have more talent. If you ask me, they certainly did have more depth. Whether or not they were as good as a team, we found out that ain't the case. Now it wasn't.
Yep,
I just put it this way, Mo, and I got to let you go. We got a bunch of other folks to talk. I put it to you this way. Stop worrying about the losers and be happy with the Lakers, okay, Ma?
I started out that way.
The next week and a half might further alleviate, you know, any stresses that you feel were compounded by Clipper fans. I guess the two that gave you a tough time all year. I don't know. Jay is calling up from Cleveland. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Jay? Go ahead.
JR, entertaining show, man. Appreciate it. First time caller.
Sure. Go ahead, Jay. Thank you.
Hey, so before I talk about the Ravens a little bit, so I've basically been saying for the last 2 years that if you get them down by 10, like, they buckle. So they're frauds. I mean, you might as well be playing Navy football. Like,
oh, my God.
You get them down 10, they can't run the ball, they panic. They're frauds. So, you know, I just kind of want to talk about that. Ozzie Newsom's a traitor. Art Modell's rotten in hell. Nothing better than watching the Ravens lose.
Here we go, calling straight out of Cleveland. I know, Jay.
Hey, North remembers 96. Go Browns.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I hope things work out for the Browns. I mean, I guess as a Browns fan, that's something that you could take solace in. When the Steelers fall apart, Ravens fall apart, guess you can be happy right now, this moment. You don't have to worry about the Bengals, but that will probably change sooner than later. Brandon, you're on the line from South Carolina. Brandon, go ahead with your comment, please.
JR, true radio greatness. Check this out. The problem the Ravens have is that the control concept they got works good against everyone because it's very simple. There's very few teams that have the personnel to keep them away from their game plan.
Correct.
It's like Vernon Forrest and Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley could beat everyone, but when he gets to Vernon Forrest, he just gets stopped. And that's exactly what's happening between those two teams. And it's the same problem that the Ravens have been having. They've got a fantastic team, but the control concept that they have, once you hit a team that can get one possession ahead of you, that control of theirs, it works a large majority of the time because the concept is correct. If you can run the football and play decent defense and you can control that clock and score, most of the time you're going to win if you have a good enough personnel. They've been successful doing it. The problem is when you get into break time, when you get into real, same thing basketball, same thing anything, once you hit somewhere and you can't adapt well enough to what someone else is doing, it doesn't make you weaker. It's just they just don't have enough things going on with their plan to be able to come back with it. It's just
not
that simple.
Brandon.
Same reason they lost to Tennessee last year. Yeah. The same thing. They tried to control the football game. And as soon as they start losing control, that concept of control goes away. It's a tough deal all the way around.
But the biggest thing was, Brandon,
thank you for the quality of the show you put out. I run routes every night.
Thank you.
You got the best show on the radio, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you for calling from South Carolina. Now, Brandon, I agree with him. Not the latter point, although I do. But, Brandon, what you said about the Ravens is spot on, okay? You can get to the end, but the Ravens cannot get over the hump. They can't. And the reality is, and we'll talk about this tomorrow. We will. Do the Ravens need Antonio Brown? We know he has that suspension. We know he's a game breaker. Is he the type of guy that gets them over the hump? That's going to be a major question that we are going to talk about on this show tomorrow. What do the Ravens need? Because at this point, it just seems that they'll continue just hitting the wall. I want to get everybody on before I roll. Please make your point quickly. Kevin from Louisville, go on ahead. Kevin, go ahead. Kevin made everybody's life easier. Devin from Georgia, go on ahead.
What's going on, man? Appreciate you having me on the show. Hey, with regard to the Baltimore Ravens, and I'm going to make this quick, everybody's wrong. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens don't, when they get behind, they don't need, it's not that they're panicking, it's because they have Greg Roman. Greg Roman fell apart against the Baltimore Ravens with San Francisco. and it's the typical Harbaugh, Greg Roman solution. What they need to do is take a page out of Bill Belichick handbook and stick with the process. Don't try to make Lamar anything more than what he is. The fact of the matter is, Kansas City, as talented and as fast as they are, they're soft. You saw that in the first half. You saw what you were able to do. And when they start putting up points, the only thing that you need to do is stick with the game plan so you can continue to wear them down, because at the end of the game, like last year, you'll be at the game and you'll be able to take over at the end.
And
they didn't stick to the game plan. They did exactly what they did.
Devin, damn it.
I'm listening to you, but I'm not.
You're not listening. No, Devin, you're not. Stop.
It is Devon, by the way.
Devon, I don't care. You said you were going to make your point quick. That was the longest making my point quick I've ever heard in my life.
No, it wasn't longer than the Doc Rivers point, man.
It was long as hell, Devin. It was long. Stop. I got to let you go. Sorry, D. Come on. Don't tell me you're going to make your point quick and then take forever. Rich from Cleveland, you got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, like, well, first of all, when you said you were only going to mention Antonio Brown's name once, you've actually mentioned him twice. But when it really comes down to the crunch time, the playoffs and everything, with a bunch of veteran players, how much does the coach really, really matter?
Well, Rich.
That's what Rich. I wonder about.
Okay. Well, Rich, I told you you had 10 seconds. And you wanted to tell me about the coaching, but you wanted to tell me that I said what I said about Antonio Brown. You damn right I said I wasn't going to mention him, and then I did. It's my show. I could do what the hell I want. We're going to talk about Antonio Brown tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Lakers. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball. We're going to talk about Doc Rivers. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about, what I want to talk about. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Stu Kovacs. Amy Lawrence is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.